Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again we come before you with your Word in hand, eager to learn more about you and your Son Jesus and your ways from the book of Esther. I pray today, Lord, that you will, by your Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth, teach us those things that you want us to know, and help us to live according to a way that is pleasing to you. And we'll give you thanks for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Once Again, What is Your Petition? And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 7, and verse 2. After Haman was embarrassed because he paraded Mordecai through the street as an honor from the king, he and King Ahasuerus are attending the second banquet of Queen Esther. In chapter 7 and verse 2 of the book of Esther, we see a repeat of an earlier question from the king to Esther the queen, where we read, And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, What is your petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted you. And what is your request? And it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom. The verse begins, And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, What is your petition, Queen Esther? We learn from this portion of the verse that this was another banquet of wine. As in chapter 5 and verse 6, where Esther's first banquet was held, this second banquet caused the king to ask Queen Esther what she desired. Last time he offered her up to the half of the kingdom, should she desire it, and she only chose that the king and Haman attend this second banquet. The king knew there was more to her desire than that request, so he asked her once again to reveal her pleasure. The verse goes on to say, And it shall be granted you. And what is your request? And it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom. King Ahasuerus made another solicitation for Queen Esther with the guarantee that even if she were to ask for half the kingdom, her request would be granted. We see by the king's offer that she was highly favored by him, and the notable aspect to this second asking is that Esther was wise enough to continue to draw the king's inquisitiveness until he nearly asked her to tell him in desperation. In delaying her answer, Queen Esther actually built a better position in King Ahasuerus to give her what she desired. Isn't it interesting how delay builds greater desire? It seems the more we are delayed in receiving what we desire, the more we want it. Queen Esther kept King Ahasuerus in a state of wondering, and his interest continued to grow. Although Queen Esther could have given him an answer the first time the king requested it, Esther chose to put him off just a little. Could it be that our Heavenly Father does this at times as well? Perhaps we have been asking for something for quite a while, and it seems that we never receive what we request. Because we do not receive it, our desire and passion for that request to be fulfilled grows more and more. Sometimes the process of desiring a relationship with God is more important than receiving what we think we should have. In our desires, requests, and needs, we often grow closer to God than at any other time. Jesus makes himself available to us in our times of need. And part of the process is that we often need him more than the request that burns upon our hearts. Next time, we will begin to see Esther's answer. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.